We're learning Shmiras HaLoshen, Chelek Rishon, Shar HaZechira. We're in Perek Yud Aleph. We'll begin again from the paragraph, Bayu Ur'u. In the English edition, page 140. On other pages, Says the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshen, Bayu Ur'u, discussing how great Shalom is. Kama Godel Koyach HaShalom, how great is this power of peace. Shebetchilas b'riyosa shel oylam nisasek HaKadosh Baruch Hu levorei b'dover shel shalom. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was involved with creating the world with peace. Shenemar, as it says, we discussed this yesterday. V'yoymer l'kim hi'or. Hashem said, let there be light. I mean, nine, how do we know shah'or shalom? How do we know that the or means light? It means peace. How do we know light means peace? Shenemar, in Yeshaya, the Pasuk says, yoytzer or uvoyrei choshech. He creates light, he forms light, and creates darkness. He makes peace. So we see that the light and shalom are synonymous. From here, Chazal tell us, Gemara Shabbos, this is where we left off yesterday. A person is... does not have too much money at his disposal, and he has two mitzvahs in front of him to do. He has the mitzvah of candles for Shabbos, and he also has the mitzvah of Kiddush. Which mitzvah does he focus on? Near Beisai Adif. He focuses on spending his money on the candles. Takes priority. Nishum Shalom Beis, because of Shalom Bayis. V'loyoyd, not only this, Ela Shehabi Takonos Tiknu Chazal. There are many Takonos which Chazal have established. They put into action. Nishum Dake Shalom, Shekach Amru Chazal, Gemara Gidin Daf Nun Tes, Amar Aleph. Now the Gemara will discuss different Takonos of Chazal to make sure that we have Shalom in the world. Elo dvarim amru mishum dake shalom. Koyein korei rishoin. Who gets the first aliyah? Very simple, very easy. The koyein gets the first aliyah. Bacharov, who gets the second aliyah? The Levi. Now, not the person whose name is Levi. Okay? We were in shul and the Gabi was calling out Levi, Levi. So one of my children said to me, well, what's he doing? So I explained to him, looking, calling if there is any Levi in the shul. Not if there's someone by the name of Levi. V'achar of Yisrael, and then Yisrael, v'mnei Dake Hashalom, because of Dake Hashalom. In other words, we see a scenario where Chazal realized, you know what, who gets that first aliyah in some people's eyes and mindset might cause a little friction. The problem is, the problem comes up when there's no Kohen and there's no Levi. Now everybody's a Yisrael. So who is going to become the elevated Kohen now? Well, if your name Cohen, I hear. Or if your name is Levi, right? He says further, other examples, Ma'avim b'bayis yoshem ibnei daki shalom. They would do the Eruv Chatzerus for the peace of sake. They do the Eruv Chatzerus in the oldest house. Bar shukorov la'amo, the empty water system which is closest to the water source for irrigation. This Malay Rishoin Mibnei Daki Shalom would be filled up first because of Daki Shalom. In other words, we see situations where Chazal are instituting specific rules. The Kohen goes first, the old house goes first. And this way we won't get into issues of, I deserve it, my house, this person, he gets Aliyah, this one gets Aliyah. You know, on one hand, it sounds childish if you think about it for a second. I remember years ago, I was walking into one up the steps into one room to another room, and I see two or three siblings. Well, it wasn't my children, but it could be with my, you know, it could be anybody. And I see they're like bending down at a table, and they're looking at cups with soda in the cups. So it looked very funny. I inquired. I said, "Can I ask you what you're doing?" So they were pouring soda. Seems like they got a can of soda. And they were measuring with their eyes exactly how much is in each cup to make sure that this sibling cannot get more than me. It could be usur, you know, it could be deraisas maybe, you know. So they were bending down, carefully measuring. Oh no, you have to pour a little more into this one on the right. No, and then this one a little to the left. Right? This is what children do. He gets more, it's not fair, that could, you know. Is this not what Chazal is doing? He got the aliyah, not me, not him. Chazal is saying that on different levels, if I can suggest, this is what Chazal is saying. When we're younger children, or when we're older, and sometimes when we let that childish Yetzirah get to us, are called kavod. With a capital Chaf. Kavod. And Chazal is saying, let's try to avoid problems. And that's why the Kohen will get first, the Levi, and then the Yisrael. The problem is that there are four more Aliyahs afterwards on the Shabbos. Okay. Let's continue. V'cheinu oimer. Darachel darchinoyam v'chol nisi v'yseh sholoim. It's ways, the ways of the Torah. Darachel darchinoyam. V'chol nisi v'yseh sholoim. All of its pathways are shalom, are peaceful. V'amru chazal ba'agodo, yud gimul dvor mechiv v'von HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There were 13 different things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves. U'mikulam lo'ikofol elo shalom. And of all of them, Hashem only repeats shalom. Now, all of them, they are dear to Him. But what is the dearest? The dearest of all these 13, which we'll see right now, the dearest of them all is Shalom. He says, Ve'elohein, Kohanim u'levim Yisraelim. Kohanim u'levim Yisraelim are dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Sanhedrin, now Bechayrois, the Sanhedrin and the firstborns are dear to Hashem. U'truma samishkon, giving a truma to the Mishkon. V'hakarbonos, of course, karbonos are dear to Hashem. V'shemen ha-mishcha, v'eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, u'beis ha-mikdash, u'malchus beis David, we have the shemen ha-mishcha is dear to Hashem. Of course, eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the beis ha-mikdash is dear to Hashem. U'malchus beis David, Va'akesev Azov, of course, that would need some understanding. What does it mean, Akesev Azov? He brings Psukim, HaKohanim. The Pasuk says in Shemois, we just had this recently. So we had just recently the Parasha, V'chihanuli, referring to the Kohanim. We had the Levim. It says in Bar Midbar, Perek Gimel, Mem Aleph, V'alakachlas, Levim Li, I will take the Levim to me, Yisrael, and Shmois, but it sounds like over here these are all separate, right? Maybe it's one category. Yutes, Vav, V'atem Tiyu Li, you shall be to me. The Sanhedrin, B'midbar, Esvali Shivim Ish, you should gather to me 70 men. The B'chayrois, the firstborns, we know Kaddish li kol b'chor, that the firstborns are sanctified to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a special milos of a b'chor. Hatrumois, the donations, v'yikhuli truma, you should take from me donations, and shmois chafei beis. Hakarbonois, we're all discussing those things which are beloved by Hashem. The karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, tishmiru lahakriv li, you should be very careful to bring them to the karbonos to me at the right times. The shemen hamishcha, the anointed oil, shenemar, as it says in Shmois Perek Lamed, shemen mishchas kodesh ye zeli. The anointing of the oil will be holy to me. The beis hamikdash, it says in Divrei Hayom Aleph Yud Zayin the beis, hu yivne li bayis. He will build a house for me. How do we know Malchus Beis David is beloved by Hashem? Says in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Aleph, Ki Reisi Bevono of Li Melech. I've seen in his descendants kings for me. Vakesef, silver, and Li HaKesef, Li HaZav. Mine is the silver, and mine is the gold. However, of all these 13 midos, different dvarim, I should say, Mikulom laikofol elo hasholoim shenemar yishayich of zayin hey oy yachzeik b'mauzi yase sholom li sholom yase li. All of these 13 qualities, only by peace does Hashem double and repeat it twice. Repeat it, and it says, if Israel would grasp onto my stronghold, my Torah, they would then make peace with me. Peace he would make with me. The emphasis is on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous love for Shalom. Godel HaShalom says in the next paragraph, Shukaydim L'Shivchei Shel Mokim. Peace is so great that it even comes before the Shivchei Shel Mokim. The praise of Hashem. K'shabo Yisrael Yetzel Moshe Miyad. When Yisrael came to Moshe, V'yishalu Ish L'Reu L'Shalom. First it says, each man asked of the other, l'sholoim, about peace. How are you? What's your welfare? How are things doing? V'achar kach, the next pasuk, v'yisapra Moshe l'choisnoi, es kol anisim ha'sha'osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. Then, only then, did he discuss the great nisim, the miracles, the neflois ha'boire, the wonders of Hashem, of what he did in Mitzrayim. I think what the Chafetz Chaim here is telling us is that before you discuss the Shvachos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the praise of Hashem in Ol Nisim, first you ask the person, how is he doing? A person comes on a trip. He comes back. As the one greeting him, as the host, you offer a glass of water, can I give you some food to eat? Would you like to rest? Then when he's rested, what do you want to learn some Gemara? You want to learn, can I tell you a Dvar Torah? But as soon as a person walks in and his mind, he just traveled, his mind is running around everywhere, he's exhausted. He needs a drink. He needs something to eat. He's hungry. Ask the Shalom. Ask about his welfare. What does he need? That's what we're being taught over here. Vayishalu ish l'reyehu l'sholoim. They didn't just say, peace amongst you, peace unto you. That's all they said. How are you doing? Well, how are things coming along? We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. We're talking about Yisro. Then, vayisaper Moshe l'chaisnei. I mentioned a story in the past where a bachar came to Rav Shimon Shkop, and a very, very poor bachar who saved the money to go to yeshiva, to travel there, and he didn't have really what to eat over the trip, and he didn't really sleep too well while he was traveling. And he was ready for the Bechina from the big Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Shimon Shkop, Zechet Tzadik of Racha. I mentioned the story. Remember the story? Yeah, so I'll repeat it again. Du Chazar. And I don't know if you were here for this. Okay, so this man said, the Bachar said that the first question was asked by Rosh Shimon Shkop was, when was the last time you had a hot meal? So he's taken aback. A hot meal. I never learned that Masechta. What is it? Is it in Shabbos? Talks about eating for Shabbos. So, I don't know. The last time I had a hot meal? Before, when I left my home. And a few weeks ago. He says, okay, come to the house. He gives him the hot meal. Finishes. I'm not sure which one came first. The first question or the second question. But we'll see the second question. He says to him, okay, tomorrow you get the second question of the Bechina. Says to him, when was the last time you had a nice, comfortable bed to sleep in? So I'm not sure if they made that question clear first. Maybe they both came at the same time. I don't know. I heard this story from my father. So, this is the last time I slept well in a nice, warm bed, comfortable bed. Weeks ago, before I traveled. So, okay, fine. He comes. Rav Shimon Shkup himself made the bed. He says, here's your bed. In his own house. The next day, he comes. He's ready for the third question. And he's told, you're accepted to yeshiva. Accepted. I'm all ready. Fire away. I'll answer the Gemara's kasha, Tosfos kasha, Rashi's kasha. He said to him, a bachur who's meisin nefesh to come to learn so much, that's such a tshuka, desire to want to learn, you're accepted to my yeshiva. This man, Rav Shimon Shkup, was nifter right before, I believe right before World War II. This man was a survivor from the Holocaust. And he said what kept him pushing him day after day in the tsaris of the camps and that he went through was the image of this tzaddik, his Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shimon Shkup, in front of him, this fatherly figure, the love that he showed. But this is what Torah is all about. The Torah is teaching us, Vayishalu ish l'reyu l'sholim. They asked him, when was the last time you had a hot meal? When was the last time you slept in a nice warm bed? And then afterwards, Vayisavra Moshe l'choisnei eskol anisim sh'asak v'sh baruch hu l'Yisrael. The Torah is teaching us a lesson. The word Torah is instructions. It teaches us how to live our lives. We want to show people that we respect and we care about them. We care about their physical needs. Yes, the ikar is Talmud Torah. But if a person doesn't feel that he's cared and respected about, he's taken care of, he might feel slighted. He might not feel the proper respect. That's where Shimon Shkup is educating this bacher. And it helped him throughout the whole entire years of the tsars of the Holocaust. Bloyoid, furthermore, Elo Shebechola mitzvah shahisin harishoyim ba'ilam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu noisin lahem scharim ba'ilam hazeh. Furthermore, the mitzvahs that the Rishoyim fulfill here in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not hold back any reward from anyone. Hu noisei lahem scharon b'olam hazeh. He gives them the reward here in this world. Kegoin Oisher, unuchosim, v'shonim, v'kovoy, v'shara toivos. He gives them wealth and Nechosim and a lot of property. The shonim could be a long life. The covet and honor. Ushara toivos and other aspects of good things. Except for one thing he doesn't give them. Chutz mishalom sheinu noisin lahem shnemar ein shalom amar Hashem l'rishoyim. He does not give them peace. Peace, he does not give the Rishayim. As the Pasuk says, Ein Shalom, there is no peace, Omar Hashem l'Rishayim, says Hashem to the Rishayim. You want to have the wealth? I'll give you health also. I'll give you a lot of covet and honor and other great things. But Shalom, you won't deserve. That you don't get. V'loyoy delo sha'a Shalom noisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar l'tzadikim. Who does Hashem reserve the shalom for? For the tzaddikim, shnemar v'hoyo ma'ase yatzdoka shalom. The actions of the just ones, referring to the tzaddikim, are themselves peace. They are shalom. V'layoy de'le shebashalom imikai v'esagerim u'balei tshuva. That through this midah of shalom, peace causes it brings gerim. People to convert to Judaism. And Bali Tshuva to come close to Hashem. As the Pasuk says, Bayrei Niv Svasayim. I created the speech of lips. Shalom, shalom, l'orochik v'lakoroiv. Omar Hashem. Peace, peace to those who are far and near, says Hashem. A greeting to someone, to the security man, to the mailman, to whoever it was. I would tell you, I mentioned that thing, I don't know, I have to keep track of all the stories I say. You know, sometimes you don't want to repeat the same ones too often. But it was a very, very hot summer day. And I haven't been home when they were taking the garbage cans. And I asked one of the men who was taking out the garbage, I said, "Would you like a drink of cold water?" He almost fainted. Not because of the heat, but because of the question. I mean, that's the response. He looked at me like, "What?" I mean, I don't think he made a shechiyona on the question, but he was taken aback. Why should he be taken aback? Well, apparently, it seemed like not too many people asked him that question. I don't want to say stories that make me sound good, but it's a cup of water, it's nothing major. But for him, it was a boiling hot day, so to offer a cup of water, shalom. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, that he wants us to follow his footsteps. I already see now it's over 20 minutes. We'll stop here for today. Yemei Tzion will continue. Godel HaShalom, Shebechol HaMasoyis, K'siv, Ayusu, V'chulei. Okay, continue tomorrow, Hashem.